now listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Now, where did we leave off? Yes. The forest grew more menacing as the group went deeper, and Uver spoke to it to calm it down before making camp. As the party slept during Neros' watch, a tree person approached the camp, set something down, and walked away.
Hey, so my favorite underrated Disney movie, Atlantis.
That is good.
So good.
I named my first car after Milo.
I bought that recently.
A movie I haven't watched, but I've actually wanted to.
Bro, do you
Atlantis
like Stargate?
Is so good.
I said I wanted to watch it.
Yeah. Have you seen Stargate?
Oh, I love Stargate.
It's inspired by Stargate.
Yeah. It's really good.
Completely. Like, so much of it is the same. And Mike Mignola did most of the design work. And that makes me super happy.
I don't know who that is.
He's the writer and artist of Hellboy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That makes sense.
I love his art, and you can see it in the CG models. You can see it everywhere, and I love it.
Atlantis was one of the first 3D, 2D movies, wasn't it?
No, for I think Disney, Beauty and the Beast Disney. Was the first
one. I guess. Yeah, with the ballroom
scene. The
lady
that was on the intercom in Atlantis,
yeah,
she looked like Hellboy.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
This always reminds
down
me
down to the smoking.
That, it always reminds me of the movie because
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because it's so Stargate, it always makes me think the Milo character and the main guy from Stargate.
Yeah.
My wife, they're like the same person.
Yeah.
My
it
wife, that was like
of
one
it.
Of my wife's first crushes. It was that character.
So,
he's in The Office for a season.
I don't know.
Dan, my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The nerdy glasses and such. But the TV show, Daniel, not the movie by James Spader, the TV SG-1, the TV show, that actor. Not the movie.
What's his name?
I do not know. I have only watched a couple seasons of that TV show. I need to really watch it all.
Yeah, at least up to the fifth.
I will say, you guys know that I am an avid film goer. Yes, I watch every movie that you loan to me immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That's accurate. It hasn't waited 7 months.
But sarcasm aside, if we set up a watch party for Atlantis, I will be there for that one. Because I've been wanting to rewatch it.
A watch party for Atlantis, and I'm not sure how many people have seen this. Can we also do one for Treasure Planet?
Yes.
Super good.
Because that is my wife's favorite underrated
it's
Disney
so underrated.
And her first crush was the main character. My first crush
was the lady from Treasure Planet.
Sorry to call you out like
I
that, wonderful.
I listen to Jim's theme all the time
for
Val.
It's one of my songs for
Val that I listen to.
It's just
all the time.
A good standalone
Every
song.
Every character
it's
in
true.
That is so it's like in like well fleshed out, and like the villain is amazing.
I wholeheartedly agree with all of this. That movie, though, scared me as a child.
I mean, I could see that.
Roger Rabbit scared me.
I've never seen Roger Rabbit.
I haven't either.
And we've come full circle.
You know there's a Disney ride, Roger Rabbit?
There is?
Yeah, I think so. It's in Toontown, I believe.
But
they have Toontown in Disney?
Well, I think they're knocking it down to make something else.
They need to burn... That's terrible.
Well, it depends on if you're on the West or the East Coast.
The West or the East Coast?
Okay.
Okay, to get back to Atlantis, has anyone seen the DVD sequel?
No.
Yes. I think I have, yeah.
Oh,
wait,
it wasn't
yes,
great.
Once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Once I have. It wasn't that good.
No. Animation.
We haven't watched it yet, but we bought the Blu-ray 2-pack, so we could watch Atlantis.
Have you seen the show?
No.
There's a show?
Yeah.
Disney did. There's that time period where Disney made all of their movies like a companion show afterwards.
Yeah. Like Aladdin has a show. It's like 64.
Tarzan did.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair, Lilo
Tarzan
and Stitch was great.
Lilo and Stitch's
that
show
was an awesome
amazing.
Show.
I never watched it.
It was the only good one.
Yeah. That's all the only one I remember from based on a movie.
The show of Atlantis is basically they become Indiana Jones.
I mean, that's kind of cool, though.
It is. Like, and the concept was there, but I don't think
it's
it was
not
handled.
The same. It's not going to have the
too
same
far
touch.
Away from it.
What?
Plus, did they have Michael J. Fox?
I always forget. I always forget he's Milo. I love Michael J. Fox.
He's great. I was going to say he was great, but he's still around.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
We love that. We love that here at the Atomic Broadcasting.
If your celebrity's alive, we love it. If he's dead, it's really...
There's an
really
asterisk sad. There really somewhere, sad. I'm sure.
Speaking of a fabulous cast, are you guys ready to get back in?
Aww.
I don't believe
Shorty,
you, but thank you.
Thank you.
Abby, in the pre-dawn, just beginning to peek in the bits of daylight through the canopy above, this tree-like creature has just set a small object in the middle of the clearing and is currently walking back into the woods.
I just stare at it, perplexed, at the tree. Like, what do you say? Don't laugh, Sven. What do you say to a tree?
Thanks.
I like breathing. Thanks.
I've never.
Thanks for the oxygen.
Neros have never seen a walking tree before. That's it's fair. Kind of weird. It's not normal.
That's fair.
So you don't even like, hey, everybody in the camp, what the heck?
No.
We're sleeping.
Out
that
of
would be
shock,
rude.
No.
To be fair, out of shock, yeah.
I have last watch.
So as it's disappearing back into the forest, I'm going to approach whatever object it dropped on the ground.
As you get closer, before you even like reach it, like within picking up distance, you can immediately recognize that it seems to be like a horn, like you would use in battle, but it's naturally formed out of wood.
Interesting. I'm going to pick it up.
And
maybe.
You do so. It seems to be made out of a nice form of mahogany.
Mahogany.
This is mahogany. That is mahogany.
Mahogany.
Can I make a roll to see if it is magical or anything? Or if it's just a horn?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a nature check.
Oh yeah, that's great.
What'd you get?
Nothing that would give me any information.
Uver rolls over in his sleep.
I'm going to turn in a hero point card and try to
get that economy moving.
There we go.
Yeah, I've had three for a while. I need to get rid of one.
What did you roll on the die out of curiosity?
A 6. And I'm untrained in nature, ooh, so I have a plus +1.
Oh. What? That's great.
That's a little better.
Is that what I think it is?
What? It's what'd a 16 on the die.
I thought you got a nat 20.
So 17 total.
So 17.
It seems to be a horn.
Okay.
New information. You thought about it first.
I love it.
Now you know for sure
with
that's
you
what
being
it is.
Untrained in nature, you get the sense that maybe this might be a little bit outside of the realm of what our standard adventure might be able to figure out.
Okay, cool. Outside of what a Neros could figure out.
An untrained Neros.
An untrained Neros. She's trained in many other things, but nature is not one of them. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else happen?
Yeah, anything else?
Just looking at the horn? No.
Does a goblin show up and steal it?
No.
I look up and look around the trees.
They seem similarly relaxed to how they were last night after Uver's speech. The sense of foreboding is actually a little bit lesser than it was the night before.
Okay. Cool. I'll go back and finish my watch. Who's after me?
I believe it was Uver.
Yeah. I don't think, yeah.
When I wake up Uver for his watch, I'm going to show him the horn and be like, hey, so, funny story. A tree walked out of the woods and dropped this. I don't know what it is. Can you look at it, see if it's anything important?
Sorry, I'm just laughing because I'm imagining Uver being like, I'm the only sober person here, and then he's woken up to this.
Look, I know I've had a lot to drink tonight, but I'm telling the truth.
Well, you do have a horn, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't have it before. It's made out of mahogany. It's really nice.
Mahogany. And you said a
tree.
A tree. Walked out of the forest and interrupted.
Yeah. It was like shambling. And then it reached forward and dropped it. And then shuffled back into the forest like nothing happened.
That is an interesting tale that I need to now look at the GM and say, does it proc anything?
Even without rolling checks to know if it's possible that that actually happened, this would not be the first such story you've heard about the Grungir Forest.
Fair enough.
It's true.
It's a magical forest, man. Anything happens.
This I am most aware of. I will take a look at this horn, and I think you really need some sleep.
Yeah.
I believe you.
But can you look at it? I want to know.
I will look at it, but I will tell you in the morning
what?
While I study.
No! I want to know now.
I need to study it. It will take time, and you need your sleep.
Fine.
I promise I will tell you what I find in the morning.
Be that way.
Just go. Go to sleep.
I go to sleep.
I have music lore.
You aren't awake.
I know.
Okay, so you're just examining it?
I'm going to examine it. I'm also going to cast Detect Magic and read Aura.
All right, so Detect Magic reveals that it is magical. And for Read Aura, can you remind me how that works with the remaster now that they've removed spell schools?
I get a +2 circumstance bonus to identify magic on the item.
Oh.
If the object is illusory, you detect this only if the FX rank is lower than the rank of your Read Aura spell.
That's actually more useful than the original one.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and make a nature check with a +2 bonus.
Nature, okay.
Or, you know.
Are you trained in nature?
I am.
Good. Oh, no.
What'd you
he
roll,
just
my
turned
guy?
Into hero 4. Point.
Hero.
It's a horn.
Now it's a 14. +2, 27.
You do realize what this is. You've actually heard about it in, like, folktales before, but it's not something that you would commonly find, like, in a store or a shop or something. This is, well, it's difficult to translate directly from Fae, but the common translation would be the horn of the shepherd of the forest. It flows a bit better in Fae.
Could you say that in Fae for us?
Jordy doesn't know Fae.
Oh.
Adorva Anna.
Adorva Anna.
Oh.
Once blown on this horn, it will send out a signal to any of the plant-type creatures in the area with a request for help. Essentially, it summons as a summon plant spell that scales based off of the region you're in.
Oh.
Neat.
That's that could be really useful in the Grungir
Forest.
So,
like,
forest.
If we're in, like, a field, not too good.
Yeah, you might summon an awakened wheat stalk.
In this amazing forest.
But in the Grungir Forest, ancient.
How many uses does it have?
Once per day, okay. As a single interact action.
That's important to know.
As soon as Uver finds out what that is, did you motion where it happened, where the... Where the tree came out of?
No.
No?
I just said a tree.
Could
came
I see
out of
any footprints or anything?
Make a survival check.
You mean root prints?
He said walked.
Yeah, they're roots, you know, all over the ground.
You think those are
Have
feet?
You ever seen Narnia?
18. I've watched Lord of the Rings, that's better.
How did you bump my mic?
I'm just gonna leave now.
Session's over.
You're not able to discern exactly if there were any footprints or if there were where they came from.
Okay.
Trees don't have feet.
They have roots.
He described it as an ent.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... whatever.
The ent had tree walker.
Depends on what you describe as a foot.
12 inches.
Imperial. Okay. Uver, as soon as he finds out what it is, he will move away a little bit from the camp, take the horn, and bow, actually, to the forest in general. And in Fae, he will say,
We thank you for the gift and for what it means. As long as we are here, we will respect your wishes.
And similarly to the night before, you just kind of hear groaning and creaking of wood out and around the forest. And then it's quiet again.
And he'll go back to his watch. But he'll strap the horn on his back, or wearing it on his side.
The strapping, when you go to like affix it, there's like a chest strap that's fashioned out of like living vine.
Mm, okay. Cool. Can you pronounce what it was again?
Edorva Anna.
Edorva Anna.
Thank you for humoring me and speaking Fey to me.
I am surprisingly prepared to speak Fey.
It means a lot.
Is that one or two N's in Anna?
One.
Okay.
Uver will just finish out the watch, and either depending on who wakes up at dawn, or he'll somewhat wake up people at dawn. Maybe make a small fire, just getting some tea or coffee ready.
I was about to say, I think for once Alward doesn't like get up, but his servant still just comes out of the tent holding his coffee percolator and starts making coffee.
Val's gonna go get like water and wash up.
Where is she getting the water?
I imagine there's a stream or something nearby. She's gonna go looking for something.
Don't wander too far.
I was about to say,
how far are you looking?
Not super far.
I was about to say, Uver actually would stop you from going too far.
Yeah, she's truly looking around to see if there's something, because now it's been like 2 days.
If Uver sees you walking away, like out and about, he'd actually stop you and...
I pressed digitation. Do you clean?
Oh, that's a good point. That's true. Val gets up and just starts prepping all her stuff. Neros.
Nah.
It's the morning now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Neros, come on.
No.
Everyone else is already dressed.
I'm not.
I walk up. Knock, knock. Wink, wink.
No. Go away.
I'm just going to lift her up.
Try the bitter bat.
You're going to lift her?
Yeah.
How?
With my arms.
Bridally.
Oh.
To make you get up.
Are you, like, actually holding her? Or, like, setting her up on her feet?
Setting her up on her feet.
Oh, okay, that changes things.
Unless you're going to fall over, in which case she'll pick you up.
No, I don't. No, it's fine. I'm not going to fall over. What?
It's the morning. I think we need to start heading out soon.
Oh, yeah, all right.
We don't want to stay too long.
I know. Oh, that reminds me. And she just kind of walks off without her shoes in the direction of Uver.
All right.
Uver!
Yes, Neros.
Did you ever... Oh, my gosh. I'm not awake. The horn. Did you figure out what it is? Please tell me you did.
I do know what it is.
Oh, good, good, good. What is it?
It is called Edorva Anna, as he says in Fae.
That's fancy.
Or
it's adorable.
In common, it is the horn of the tree herder.
The what? That is not...
That's an interesting translation.
Horn of the shepherd of the forest.
Thank you.
Tree herder.
I like yours, though. Tree herder.
Horn of the tree herder. I mean, it says it's the same thing.
I 100% appreciate that. Like, I gave Sven like this awkward translation, and he's like, "Uver would translate that better."
What does it do?
It is a sign of acceptance from the forest.
Oh, good. So they're not going to kill us.
As long as we abide by their rules,
good,
and respect the forest, okay, they will, at least here in this area, leave us alone.
Cool. But what does it do?
I can call upon the forest for help.
Okay. Cool. So you blow it and plants help, essentially? Is that
in a simplified term, I suppose you can think of it that way.
Okay, good. Simple is best.
Eros, you forgot what? Your shoes.
Oh, look at that. I did. Okay, I need coffee. And with that, she wanders back to the fire.
The unseen servant immediately goes up to you with coffee.
As you approach the campfire,
oh my God.
You see Zephyr sitting there, kind of sipping on one of the bottles from the previous night as his breakfast.
Nero's, there's like a whole bunch of emotions that go over her face, from why to confusion to acceptance to, you know what, I respect that.
And with that, we'll jump ahead. The camp struck, everything packed up back on the horses and pony, and heading out down the trail again.
Uvera's going to make sure that any trace, I mean, other than, you know, footsteps or something like that, but basically anything we brought, we definitely take with us.
Take nothing but memories, leave nothing but footprints.
Pretty much.
That's the most white girl sounding thing.
I throw my aluminum can on the ground.
It's the rules of the forest. Don't
the
you know?
Have you
ever gone hiking?
I don't go outside.
Definitely the rules of this forest, because this forest can kill you.
I like how that can be both a petite answer and a Zephyr answer.
I don't go outside.
I don't go outside.
And you continue on down the path. So are Zephyr and Uver still leading the charge?
I think I've taken a bit of a lax position, more middle.
Okay. I'd like then whoever is in the front two, to make survival checks.
Who is that?
Do you want me to be one of the fronts just in case things get dangerous?
You have the map.
Mm-hmm. I have it right here. It says Uver, Surveyor's Map, +1 to survival.
Oh.
It's not in my gear.
Okay, never mind. I have it.
This was the map that Uver made.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Jordy never said it stopped being +1 to survival, no. So it's on here.
Yeah, that map is good anywhere in the South Moor region or the Grungir Forest region.
Cool. I guess that puts me out in front.
You also have the best survival out of all of us.
Do I?
I have a +9.
I have a +1.
I have a +3.
9.
Yep, I do. +11. 12 now.
I'll roll survival as well.
14.
Okay.
I rolled a 2.
I'm humming something.
19.
That's better.
So you're moving along down the trail, keeping your eyes peeled for any tracks or any hint of which way Ylva had gone or if she'd been this way. Still not finding any of that, but Val, you notice along the side of the path, that would be the west side of the path, spines, kind of like porcupine spines, except a lot bigger, that are like stuck into the tree.
Could I roll a check on what that might be from?
What's your arcana bonus?
Oh, my arcana bonus. That's 2.
Can you point that out to me?
I have music lore.
What's your music lore bonus?
10.
You think of a nice song about like a giant porcupine and how it invented a special kind of ale, got the moon drunk, and then it gets crazy from there. But that doesn't seem particularly relevant.
She starts humming that song and she's like, Uver, you recognize spines like that?
Spines. He looks up from the map.
Yeah, it's like from... She starts describing the song as she's humming.
15.
Yeah, they definitely don't seem like giant porcupine spines.
you good, buddy?
No.
Okay.
Not porcupine.
I have a +15, and I don't know what he rolled, but it wasn't good.
But yeah, from just the spines, you know, it's really going to be difficult without any additional pieces of information to know what caused that. But they're definitely, these spines, maybe 20 inches long.
Oh, well, we'll just have to be a little careful. That's
a huge porcupine.
I think it would be best to be on guard against something such as that.
On guard in the Fae place, yeah, that makes sense.
I cast Mage Armor.
So you observe these spines. You're not exactly able to figure out what may have caused them, but you do renew your watchfulness and continue down the trail.
Mm-hmm. She's still humming that porcupine song.
And Nero's is humming Two Fetching Fetchlings. Oh,
I'm glad you like it.
As you continue further, something catches your attention, Uver. As you're leading this path down the trail, you see on the edge, like the bank of where the ground has been worn down to make this trail, there's a chunk of sod that has been more or less recently overturned and rolled down into the path on the west side of the of this trail. With your attention drawn to that portion of the trail, you very quickly are able to make out human footprints heading off the path into the forest to the west.
I'm going to assume there's a reason for this, so I'm going to point it out. There seems to be... Somebody seems to have left the path.
And once this has been pointed out, it's really easy for everyone to see, like, whoever was making their way in this direction was not worried about concealing their tracks.
Do they look... I don't know, is that similar fashion of movement that you'd expect from the Aridsons?
I mean, I don't know if I can give any sort of movement to one of the Aridsons.
Right, sorry, I forget you guys aren't really any more experienced than I am.
Not in that sense, no.
Do cultists and a family move in a forest?
Well, Daitha was pretty nice. So I assume they're all pretty nice.
Oh yeah, I forgot that you knew
Daitha. That's right.
Do you think...
Anyway,
Uver very quickly is skipping over this.
But if it is, the quills that we saw could be explained by her creature that follows her. The wolf... dragon.
Are we sure it's not like a
something or other?
Like a druid, animal shaping, changing its form.
That is quite possible. It does sound like, considering the amount of animals it could be, it sounds like something that could change its form, be it druid or otherwise, or another fae. But if that is true, then we should be even more cautious about what this creature could do.
Yeah.
A bird in a tree nearby just kind of startles and flies off into the forest.
Uver, yes. Can birds talk?
No, but I do know a bird that can talk. Why don't we have your friend, Zephyr, scout ahead?
What about Val's...
He doesn't talk. Does it talk?
I've never heard Sigurd talk.
It doesn't talk.
It's also huge.
It is also huge.
She's right here.
Sigurd looks offended.
Yeah, but you're huge, Sigurd. It's not really the most stealthy scout.
All right, Rustiford. Come on out.
Rustiford, after too long of a pause, pokes his head out of the shadows of your cloak. Yes.
Sorry to disturb your nap.
Hi, Rustiford.
I was meditating.
Well, you've had plenty of time to meditate. I forgot about you for many, many sessions.
That's what I was meditating on.
Well, welcome back to the world. I would like to have you scout ahead.
Which direction?
If you could, please, follow these footprints ahead of us as we go down the path.
Yes, but stay to the path. I don't want you getting lost.
The footprints do seem to be going off the path. How far do you want me to scout?
Up.
That's why I said follow the footprints.
Okay, well, I'm worried for him.
Not to sound uncaring, but you could just get him back. He's not an actual... bird.
I don't know what to say to that,
well,
actually.
You're not an actual nice person.
That was kind of rude, Howard.
Well, I'm not anything against Rustiford, but he's a familiar. He's not like Sigurd.
He still has a life.
I know he has a life, but it doesn't end because he's gone.
All right. Okay, I just wanted you to stop talking. Okay, Rustiford, maybe you could go up really high and see if the
see how far the footprints go?
It's the woods that are covering the air. We have a solid canopy.
I mean, there should be some break in the leaves, right?
It does seem to be unnaturally dense in this unnatural forest.
All right, I guess I'm unnaturally dense too. Rustifer, do you believe in yourself enough?
I believe in me more than I believe in any of you.
Now who's being rude?
No. He's got a point.
Rustifer. I woke up on the wrong side of the cloak this morning.
Obviously.
Oh, I do usually get you out of the right side. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Pulls his head back into the cloak and then pokes it out the other side. What can I do for you this morning?
Rustifer.
You have a salty bird on my hands.
I love you.
Do you need Sigurd to go with you, or do you want to go by yourself?
I'll be better able to scout alone. All right. He flutters out into the woods.
Don't forget to come back.
He has to come back.
He doesn't have to. Well,
no, but
you're familiar.
It's his own bird.
Are we just gonna wait here like 10 minutes?
We can slowly follow the footprints.
Defeats all purpose of the scout. Doesn't.
I think we, just in case that's a fey trap of some sort, I think we should wait here for the rest of her to get back to us.
I can see the wisdom in that because, well, it is the forest.
I'm worried about my bird.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
As someone who is somewhat familiar with how familiars work, you will be able to see him again.
Doesn't help.
Okay, I was about to say, if that helped, then I'm frustrated, because I already said that.
Would I know if something happened to him?
I don't think so. Familiars are weird in Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Well, they're discussing and waiting. I'm going to pull out my book, The Bones Land in a Spiral, and start discussing some of my findings with Neros.
I didn't know you had a book.
It's a big, thick tome.
Uh-huh.
All about Karasma.
Oh, Karasma. Yeah.
As a few minutes pass, then you begin to hear, and Rustifer comes flying back and lands on Zephyr's shoulder and goes, "The footprint."
It's okay, take your time. I know you just went a long way.
Oh, I'm a little shaken up.
You have to catch your breath.
The footprints continue in that direction for a while, as if moving towards a known destination. They do double back a couple places, which is a little bit odd, but after a while, they suddenly turn north, and if my tracking skills are anything to be estimated, they begin to run.
Well, you heard the bird.
From running from what?
That's a good point. Did you see any other tracks around those running footprints?
Loudly rolls a die.
I tossed a metal die.
With what, your hands?
I did not see any tracks.
His beak.
Well, I appreciate the information. I think that's enough that we can go off on. What do you guys think?
It sounds like whoever was traveling or was searching for something and then found something that they didn't want to find.
So are we staying on the trail? Or you're the expert of the forest. I don't know how...
More of an expert than we are.
On one hand, I don't know that this is the person that we are searching for. And on the other, if it isn't, I'm worried that this person, whoever it was, is now in danger. Perhaps by the same creature that left the quills on the road.
So you're suggesting we go play hero again? I'm not opposed, I'm just...
How recent are these tracks? Can I tell?
That I would need a survival check on.
You don't get the plus one for this.
Nope. 18.
23.
Hey.
Ooh.
With the two of you working together and your memory of the recent weather in the area, thinking back to when that hag summoned the blizzard, which wasn't terribly far away from this, you feel reasonably confident that these tracks were made about 2 days ago. Which, Alward, from your talking with the locals, times out perfectly to be Yilva.
Oh, okay. So I'll bring that up whenever you mention that.
So we should probably check it out then.
Yes.
I would like to make sure that she's out of the picture, if that's the case.
Well, it's not. She's well-liked around here. Let's not do anything to...
To be perfectly honest, I would like to follow this path, even if it is not our quarry.
Okay.
But what I am worried about is finding the path again, if it is not.
Jordy, do I know of a way to... Well, I guess with ever-shifting woods, that there's not really a good way to mark your path, so to speak, especially without wanting to damage any of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, if you took it like an axe and just like chopped
out
a
tree. Oh, yeah, that'd be...
I think, personally, with our friendliness with the forest and perhaps with some guidance from Gazra, I think we'll be fine to get back where we need to get to if this doesn't pan out.
Onward.
Outward.
All right, so we're going down the trail.
And then we shall take the chance.
Have some faith.
All right. As you all leave the trail, we'll do a dramatic shot as the camera is like from behind, watching you turn and go off the trail. And there's just the empty trail as the bushes like settle behind you. And we crossfade to see you making your way through the brush into the woods. And you begin to hear the sound of water running ahead of you. And as you're making your way forward, you don't have to roll or make any checks to start noticing that these spines in the trees are getting a little bit more frequent.
Can I begin scouting?
Yes.
Could it be possible that these spines are markers rather than warnings?
Do they feel more like markers, or do they just feel like leftovers from like encounters?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, like a marker as question. In like...
Yeah.
Telling where the path is.
Zephyr, what are your arcane and society bonuses?
Nice thinking, Petit.
Arcana 11, society 3.
Okay. So, with that thought in mind of seeing like if they're intentionally placed to mean something, you look a little bit closer at them that way, and you feel reasonably confident that these were more just haphazardly or accidentally stabbed into the tree. They don't seem to have any rhyme or reason that you're able to make out.
Hmm. Like as if it was just walking and just scraping off.
But it's still a good accidental marker.
Yeah. Yeah, because we could follow it around. Mm-hmm.
With that thought, all of the spines do seem to be stabbed on the... How do I put this? The inward side of the trees. So if you were to turn and go in the same direction that the spines were stabbed from, it would take you back to the path.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Nice. Okay.
So that solves that.
Gazra provides.
And I'm calling it now. That's a hero point.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Good thinking, Petit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As you're getting closer to the water, Rustiford kind of ruffles his feathers a bit and is like, we are just about to the point where the trail turned north.
Thank you. Wonderful work. Did you go any further past this?
No, I came back to report once the trail changed.
Well, in that case, does anyone want him to go forward again? We can sit here for 10 minutes, or I could put him up and he can go back to meditating.
It would be nice to, perhaps, before we get to the point of the path change, to see if there is a creature there, or there are more signs that perhaps he missed on the first go-around.
Well, he hasn't gone past this, so...
Right.
He wouldn't have missed anything. Rustiford, you know the drill.
Righto, and he takes off and flies off to the north again.
So, with the psycho pumps, it's not just Nosoi. There's also Marganas, Esselbox, Ezenith.
So there's a whole list of things.
Yeah, there's like,
I'm sorry to intrude.
There's a ton. Yeah.
Can you spell that last one for me?
Katrina?
What?
Katrina?
What are you talking about? Ezenith.
That one.
Ezenith? It's Ezenith, and she's pointing in the book. There's about like 9 or so, I guess, more mentioned ones. I imagine that there's like potentially like an infinite amount of psychopomps.
Have you had dealings with these psychopomps that you would know so much about them?
Well, I've been studying a lot.
Rustiford flies back. Troll.
At where?
Just to the north, a little ways. We're far enough away, it probably won't see us for some time. It seems to be sleeping, but troll, yes, troll.
Good troll or bad troll?
Sleeping troll.
Oh, I guess we'll never know.
We could befriend it.
Schrodinger's troll.
I don't think that all trolls are the same.
But there's no spines up north.
So they may not have gone that direction.
At least not the whatever created the spines.
I mean, we're already on this.
Did you see where the spines had stopped?
Actually, not far north of where we are now.
Did they turn or just stop?
Just stopped.
All right, we're dealing with a naked hedgehog.
Or a dead one.
Porcupine. Hedgehogs don't have spines.
That's fair. It could have gone.
They do, but they don't come off.
They do, just not the same.
Naked porcupine.
But the trail keeps going past the troll.
I didn't check that far. I came back to report once I found a troll.
I see.
I thought you would want to know.
I believe there's a troll in the woods, from what I understand.
The footprints aren't troll-sized, right?
No, they are human footprints, as far as you can tell.
If this is her, we have to keep going.
She's a troll?
No, she's not.
The troll's probably guarding something.
Could I just be sleeping? A recall knowledge on trolls?
What is your society bonus?
I was going to ask that 15. As well, but I wasn't sure if the last time we saw a troll, if we got the base amount for trolls.
I am expert in society.
And Alward, what's your society?
Same.
15? Okay. Yeah. So, trolls are common enough creatures, and you guys have high enough bonuses. What do you want to know about trolls?
How best to fight them, perhaps? Or avoid them?
Or if all of them are...
I would like to ask Rusterford any specific, if he could describe the troll.
Yeah,
that way I can, understand what troll we're about to face.
Hmm.
Because I would know there are multiple.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It was a little bit smaller than, Pilgrim. It was a little bit smaller, and it was kind of bluish.
That doesn't sound like a troll.
That one I want a society check on.
You want me to roll that?
Since this one's a little different. It's not exactly a straight-up recall knowledge.
Him? Just him?
You can go, too.
How do you know it was a troll?
Ooh, that's so good.
And that sucks.
19 plus 15 is 34, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a frost troll that Rustiford is talking about.
Oh.
Which are the weakest kind of trolls.
Oh, frosty.
You know, they are level 4 creatures.
I mean, we could probably deal with him rather easily. Hopefully we won't have to. He might be amiable to talk, but...
They speak? What do they speak?
Jotun.
Jotun?
Yes. Okay. And most common. Of them speak common as well.
True. Are they weak to fire as well?
Yeah. So as with a standard troll, they are weak to fire, and that disables their regeneration.
We would not want to be using fire here.
Acid is also an option for disabling the regeneration, but they don't have a weakness.
Something like my sunblade would be fine to use.
Mm-hmm. Something that is a direct hit.
And I don't have acid either.
So, I mean, we could just continue onward and follow the path to make sure that we...
Zephyr, your mind prison might work.
If you prepared it. I do have phantom prison prepared. I don't think I ever unprepared it.
Works.
I can also make him thirsty.
I'm trying to think what it would sound like if you had something really big and heavy that was being dragged along the forest floor.
You could just say that.
Yeah.
So like the sound of a large-sized creature that's being dragged along a forest floor. That's what you hear.
Oh, no.
How close
right
is
now?
It?
It coming from the north in your direction, you hear just a...
Is the frost troll dead being dragged?
That seems like a reasonable possibility.
Oh, I will prepare my weapon.
Yeah, I guess prepare stuff and move forward. I don't know. Do we want this fight?
I mean, we have to go this way to find the people,
that's
right?
That's true.
You hear a little ways further ahead, just like a...
That sounds bug-like.
Help?
Yep. Yeah, what do I...
Help?
Can I roll something for that sound?
out of the brush up ahead.
Nope.
You see a long reptilian snout.
Oh.
About the size of a horse's head.
Oh.
That's big.
And that's where we'll end
this. No!
Oh, boy.
Every time.
Oh.
All right. And Petite, you've got the hero point for this episode, which is going to you for that clutch moment where you found a way to backtrack to the trail, even though you've ventured off into the forest.
Well, yeah, that was definitely forethought. And I had so much thinking about that and did not think about that in the very moment, just zoning out. So thank you for that. I'm now going to go try to think about as much as I know about snakes and why they like trolls, if they do.
And we'll see you all in the next episode. This has been an Atomic Broadcasting production. Pathfinder, Galarian, and the Lost Omens world setting are copyright of Paizo. More information at paizo.com. Music in the show is from Monument Studios collection, as well as assorted artists, with some original tracks composed by Jordy Hake. More details in the description. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to share with a friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
Abby, do snakes like trolls?
Not that I know of.
You are a resident snake-spert.
Snake-spert.